Second period, face off to the left of netminder Jared Moe. It'll come back to the blue line, held by Regula. He spins around and throws it towards the net. That bounces off bodies, goes below the goal line behind the net. Cassidy helps it along. Dunlop plays it back to the point. Regula tries to get it back to Cassidy, but a nice job there as De St. Fall aggressive on him. Causes a turnover. Here's Stramel in over the line, gets to Lucius. To De St. Fall, one-timer, no, nice passing play, but his shot goes wide of the net. Oh, one-touch passing. Lucius moved it quickly to De St. Fall, who was ready to fire, but just couldn't send it home. Maroney stops behind his own net, puts on the brakes and throws a long lead pass to Cassidy in over the line. His centering pass is deflected, pokes at it a second time, gets it to the far boards, beats Vorlicki to it, but Kuhlemans will get it below the goal line. He wraps it hard around the boards and it finds Cruz Lucius. Lucius at center ice, checked off the puck, but Stramel follows up. Stramel along the near boards, a centering pass. He had Malmquist there but couldn't connect with him. Duke for Ohio State at center ice in front of the team's benches. Brings it over the line. Puts on the brakes. He'll backhand it down low and around the boards. Vorlicki trying to help it along. Gets it at least past Cassidy. And then Vorlicki follows up and has control of it now. Badgers on top 1-0 as Vorlicki sends it into the Ohio State zone. Goes below the goal line. Erdahl aggressive on the forecheck. Pokes at it once. Can't get it away from Bricky. Bricky will play it off the far side as Ohio State trying to get it out of their zone, trailing by one. Finds its way back to Bricky in the high slot. He'll get it out to Messina. His pass is picked up. It hit Erdahl, who had to turn around and look behind him to see if the official was saying they were onside or not. They were not. And that allows Ohio State to bring it in. Messina now with a shot. Mo denies that one. Messina plays it back to the blue line. Bricky has it. Looks cross ice. Has a man. Gets it to him coming over the boards. That one was Cam Thiessing, and his shot's deflected and goes wide. End to end we go here in this middle period. Badgers on top 1-0 as Erdahl wrists it in. Around the boards it goes. Malmquist can't control at it. Jugnauth has it chopped right past him, but the Badgers will wrist it right back in as it goes off the back wall behind Dobish. Scooped up by Mason Lori. Sends it cross ice to Bricky. Bricky will bring it to center ice as he gains the center line. He'll dump it deep into the Badger zone. LeMaster plays it off the boards. It'll bounce and find its way to Lindmark. Lindmark at center ice, dumps it deep into the zone as he's being checked closely by Jake Wise. Turnover along the far wall allows the Badgers to keep it in, but only momentarily as Smolonic's backhand attempt doesn't get deep, but then he cashes in collecting a turnover. It finds its way to Lindmark, who will dump it deep. Each team with a couple of turnovers there. Now Lindmark from the far boards throws it right on net. Good decision. Dobish makes the save, and he'll take a faceoff to his right. 7:58 to go in the second period. Badgers on top, 1-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Just past the top of the hour here as the Badgers lead the Buckeyes 1-0. We owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. They lead it 1-0 here over the 7th-ranked Buckeyes in this series opener. Lindmark pulls it back cleanly to Lotch. His blast from the point is blocked up front. Lotch reaching for it, but he's not going to get to it. And an odd man rush chance here for the Buckeyes. Singleton from the near side sends it cross ice. I think he was trying to get a return pass to Burnside, but that goes well wide of the net and off the target. And luckily for the Badgers, out to center ice. Ohio State dumps it right back in, collected by Moe behind the net. Long lead pass bounces past Horbach. He couldn't get his stick on it. And so that'll bring an icing call here on the Badgers.
And it'll force the Badgers to stay with the five-man unit that they iced the puck with. And Ohio State will have the last change, even though they're the visiting team, and bring out five fresh new horses in order to take this offensive zone faceoff.
Second half of Big Ten play here, kicking off this weekend for the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Badgers looking to try to get on a roll here, and in talking with Tony Granato in on the pregame show before tonight's contest, you know, he said, this is like a playoff game. It's going to have and so far it's had a playoff atmosphere. Certainly it's very important for the Badgers to try to get something going here in the second half, and the Buckeyes have meaning too in trying to stay in that race for the top couple spots in the Big Ten, and it's felt like a playoff game.
A little discussion going on between the referee and the linesman. Mason Lori and Jack Horbach were having some words and did some noddies in front of the benches. And I am going to assume that the linesman made a call and notified the referee, and they will review to see if there were punches thrown or a face mask pulled on or whatever the case may be.
Gives us a chance to let you know that today's game is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance, the official partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger Fan Sweepstakes, and more. Tonight's game is the annual Face-Off Against Cancer contest. Local researchers and survivors of cancer will be recognized surrounding the game, and J.D. McCormick will present a check for $10 for every home face-off won by the Badgers during the regular season. That money going to the UW Carbone Cancer Center. That total will continue to accumulate through the end of the regular season. Badgers in that first period winning 8 of the 11 face-offs against Ohio State, so another $80 contributed to the UW Carbone Cancer Center there in that first period. Shots on goal so far as they continue to do the review right down below us here. 16 shots on goal for the Badgers, 11 for the Buckeyes. Only goal of this contest so far coming from the unlikely hero so far.
No, the scoring machine.
Okay, one way or the other, if you like. Luke LeMaster getting his first collegiate goal, getting the Badgers on the board here as they lead it 1-0. The junior defenseman doing the honors off the draw on a nice wrist shot from as Ian mentioned during the broadcast at the time, a sharp angle, and brought on a great celebration by the Badgers here.
Yeah, they're happy for him. He's been in and out of the lineup recently. He's played significant amount of penalty kill minutes for the Badgers, but fact of the matter.
So after that lengthy review, never mind, is what they're telling us. No surprise, this game here is just a one-goal game as we've passed the midway point. Two of the last four in Madison between these two teams have gone to overtime. They played a one-goal game in their last meeting in Columbus, and the first game of the year was a 3-1 game. And that Saturday game in Columbus, in which the Badgers lost 4-3, the Badgers held a 3-0 lead in which they scored an even-strength goal, a shorthanded goal, and a power play tally. Just weren't able to bring it home as the Badgers win the draw, but send it all the way down the ice. So an icing call will mean we'll do it all over again back in the Badger zone.
Speaking of one-goal games, elsewhere in the Big Ten, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish walked into Penn State and beat them 2-1. That is a final.
And Minnesota leading Michigan 1-0 in another one-goal affair. Badgers control off the draw. Kuhlman's behind his own net. Plays it off the far boards. It goes out to center ice, but dumped right back in. Goes past Jared Moe to the near side. Lotch is there. Has it in his skates, trying to get it loose. Finally gets it to Kuhlman's, who just chops at it in a mini baseball swing. Sends it all the way down the ice. And another icing call here on the Badgers. 7:07 to go in the second period. 1-0 Wisconsin.
That is about the third time that I have seen an Ohio State player go over and complain about something that a Badger did to them in the offensive zone. That time it was Matt Cassidy, the senior from Medford, New Jersey, was complaining about Daniel Lotch cross-checking him. Well, he's 6'5" or whatever it is, and you're 4'2". Anything time he touches you with the puck or with the stick, it's going to be a cross-check by my physical evaluations.
Kuhlman's got it out, but it was dumped right back in. Lotch with a nifty pass, finds Lindmark. Lindmark sidesteps one check, loses control of the puck, but Kuhlman's has it. He'll peel away from pressure, send it cross ice to Lotch, and in his own zone, long lead pass to center is deflected in by Smolanic, and the Badgers can finally get that change after a couple of icing calls. Ohio State snaps it right back onto the stick of Singleton, in over the line. He's tied up by D. St. Paul. Good work on the back check there to disrupt that flow. Stramo goes cross-ice to Vorlicki. The Badger defenseman brings it in over the line. On his backhand, drop pass for Cruz Lucius. A wrist shot that whistles just wide of the cage. He stepped into that one, got a lot of power on it, but sent it wide of the net.
And amazing, he's on his off hand, so I think he shoots well off his wrong foot.
Ohio State coming the other way. Halliday with a nifty drop pass between his legs. Mo got run into on the shot attempt. He's without a stick, finally getting back to at least his knees as he's trying to get the cobwebs out. Puck finally cleared out to center ice. Lobbed right back in by Bricky as he backhands it in and then heads off on a change. Mo has his stick back. Vorlicki plays a lead pass to D. St. Paul. Finds Lucius in over the line. Lucius waiting for some late help. Stramo was coming. And now Vorlicki has to hop out over the boards to avoid a too many men. Stramo on the back check. Takes his man down to the ice. Donovan can't get control of it. Buckeyes Cassidy plays it around the boards to the near side. Sent by Dunlop off the boards, back to the line. Lower eye shot, well wide of the net. Held, though, by McWard along the far boards. Puts on the brakes at the goal line. Cole McWard looking towards the middle. On his backhand, back to the blue line. Puts on the brakes right at the Big Ten logo. Wrist shot through. Lots of bodies out front, but it goes wide of the net. Lucius has control of it. Played a pass to Stramo, but Stramo wasn't looking for it because he's bent it over, and he's hurt as he heads for the bench. He was in no place to accept that pass. Cassidy with it now for Ohio State after the turnover. Cassidy's centering pass or shot was deflected, scooped up by Guzzo. He'll play it back to Lori, who dangles it right on the blue line. A chance for Malmquist as he turns around, and he does just that to get the puck on his stick. Malmquist has to avoid a hit, hands it off to Mersch. Mersch will backhand it deep into the offensive zone as the Badgers could try to finish this change they're in the middle of. Mersch trying to keep it in, knocked it out of the air, but right into Guzzo's body, and here comes Guzzo the other way to Cassidy. Snaps it quickly cross ice to Dunlop, who just chops at it with a two-hander to get it down deep. Mersch gets control of it below the goal line. He'll play it ahead. Mersch takes the pass from Malmquist, and the Badger captain dumps it into the offensive zone. Stopped by Dobish behind his own net. Malmquist aggressive, good quick forecheck to cause a turnover. Centering pass is denied, but Erdahl has it again. It's got a man below the goal line. That's Malmquist. Couldn't get it to him. And the Buckeyes will take over control with 4:20 to go in the second period. Badgers on top, 1-0. Badgers disrupt the flow right at the blue line. Ohio State has to regroup and get back onside as Stang takes it back into his own zone. Right in front of his own cage, he'll play it to Kuhlman's. Goes cross ice instead of going to Stang, but it finds its way to Stang off the deflection. Now Sam has it in the offensive zone. Below the goal line, he goes behind the net, comes to the near side. Trying to hold off, does that, gets it to Kuhlman's. Shot is turned aside. A centering pass by Stang, a man tied up out front. That was Gorniak as he couldn't get the shot off, and he was hauled down to the ice. Crowd looking for a penalty call, but none coming. Kuhlman's in his own zone. Jousts at it once, then twice. A centering pass. Messina was right there, and he deflected it just wide of the net. Long reach from the left-hander Dalton Messina with a good scoring chance there off the turnover for the Buckeyes.
Doesn't he sound like a movie star's name?
Well, every time I think Messina. I keep thinking of Messina and Loggins, the old singing group from back in your day. At center ice, here comes Duke for Ohio State. Leaves a little drop pass and then cuts towards the middle. It rolls off the stick of Gildon, and they have to regroup. Gildon can't get it. Gornack lifts his stick. Buckeyes keep control of it, however. Bricky from the blue line shot through traffic, and Jared Moe right there to squeeze it, leaving no rebound. Jared making his 14th save of the evening here with 3:10 to go in the second.
Yeah, the shots have come a little more even here, become a little more even here in the second period. Badgers haven't had as many free flow or opportunities in the offensive zone, and defensively, they're scrambling just a little bit.
Faceoff will be to the left of Jared Moe inside the Badgers zone. Badgers playing from ahead. That's a good start, obviously, against anyone, especially against Ohio State team that's been so good defensively. Off the draw, quick wrist shot by Tate Singleton and blockered away by Jared Moe. Hops over Smolanic along the far boards. Can't get it out as Ty tries to get it. They come to the near side, and Moe sliding across on his knees. almost a changeup coming towards him in Burnside, but he was still able to make the pad save. As Burnside now will backhand it below the goal line. Tate Singleton plays it behind the net. Ohio State with some control and some time here in the offensive zone. A centering pass is turned away, and it's lobbed high into the air all the way down the ice, hustling after his Horbach. He had a man up front and centered it to Smolanic, who was spun around and couldn't get control of the puck.
Good speed by Horbach. That was a nice beat the defenseman, who's bigger and slower, beat the defenseman, and once he got control of the puck, he knew where he was going with it right away.
Coming right on the heels of 30 or 40 seconds of maybe some of the best pressure Ohio State's had on a sustained basis so far. DeSaint Fall gets in the offensive zone. He's got it on a stick. Centering pass has a man out there in front. Lucius deflects it. Dobush is down. The puck was by his pad. You could see it momentarily by his right toe. But finally the whistle blows, and the extracurriculars begin after the whistle.
Yeah, they're both mutual combatants, all three Ohio State defenders and the three Wisconsin forwards, DeSaint Fall, Cruz Lucius, and Stramel, all fighting for that loose puck because you could see it laying underneath the pad of the goaltender. And they blew the whistle. Everybody cooler heads will prevail, but a good offensive flurry by Bucky.
2:11 to go in the second period. Badgers on top, 1-0. Faceoff in the offensive zone to the left of Jakub Dobish. The Montreal Canadiens fifth-round draft choice back in 2020, who came in and grabbed the reins of this goaltending position for the Buckeyes last year. Team that felt like the last couple years, they just felt like they were this close, they would say, from turning the corner. Well, so far it's happened this year with their second place standing in the Big Ten and 15-8-1 record overall. Badgers trying to get what would be a very big Big Ten victory here tonight. Gildon right now with Ohio State back on the attack. Gets it to Wise. His shot attempt from a sharp angle is deflected and goes around the boards. Back out to center ice where Bricky has it. Or Lori, excuse me. Lori will play it ahead to Wise. Jake Wise in over the line. Cuts towards the middle at the top of the circle. Gets to the middle. His wrist shot deflected off a defenseman's stick. Goes up off the glass in front of the student section. The Badgers finally have control of it. Lifted high into the air by Kuhlemans. He gets it all the way down the ice and takes a hit. Back behind the action, a penalty call coming on the Badgers here, a delayed call. Wise in on the attack. Wise along the near side, a centering pass, has a man, and a one-timer by Lori is turned aside by Moe. Still a delayed penalty call coming as Dobish will now head for his bench, and the Buckeyes control it all the way back in their own zone. Tyler Duke stops, and they'll set up shop. A pass along the near side, hops over the stick of Wise. He'll bring it now in over the zone. Along the near boards, below the goal line. Behind the net, a wraparound stuff attempt. Moe turns him aside, and as Lucius touches the puck, the whistle finally sounds with 55.5 to go in the second period. A power play for Ohio State.
Yeah, it's not the most opportune time to take it.
Yeah, and I think that high sticking call on Corson Kuhlemans was a retaliation, Ian. When he
Correct.
Got checked into the corner, he delivered a high stick coming off the glass as he bounced off.
Yes, he did. And, you know, he had made a good play in order to get the puck free and push it down, but a retaliation is going to get called every time.
An Ohio State power play that was 4-for-8 in their victory on Friday at Michigan in a 7-1 victory, then 0-for-5 in their 4-2 loss on Saturday.
Nice move by Thiessing. Go and get a new stick. Give your power play unit, which was out there for about 45 seconds on a previous shift, give them a little bit of extra rest.
Jake Wise, who has 5 power play goals for the Buckeyes, wins the draw, gets it back to Lori as they set up here on this man advantage late in the second period. Lori's pass behind Wise, a chance for Vorlicki, slams it hard off the boards and gets it all the way down the ice. So the first battle won here for the Badgers on this penalty kill. Badger penalty kill that's right at about 80%, 79.8 on the season, 71 kills and 89 tries. Wise with a wrist shot from near circle. It's deflected off a body. Can Stang get to it? No, but it comes to Lemaster. His backhand attempt, not hard enough to get out of the zone. Stang harassing from behind, disrupts a shot attempt. Halliday sends it back to Lori at the point. Top of the circle, wrist shot right on, and Jared Moe with a big glove save through traffic. He'll hang on, leaving no rebound.
Good job. Nice job. I think what we'll do see now is we'll see Horbach come off the ice as a penalty killer, or excuse me, Stang come off the ice as a penalty killer. Therefore, you'll have two good center icemen taking the draw should one get kicked out. You've got Lindmark, and they just bring out Mersch. just in case.
15.5 to go in the period. Badger penalty kill unit was 4 of 5 in their last conference action against Notre Dame a couple of weeks ago. Last meeting between these teams in Columbus, they were 6 of 9. Badgers win the draw, send it all the way down to Dobisch at the other end, who has to stop it behind his own net. Time maybe for one quick rush here for the Buckeyes. Bricky from behind his own net, long lead pass, hops off the stick of Dunlop, goes deep into the Badger zone as the horn sounds, ending the second period, giving the Badgers some relief. Just 1:05 left to kill in the high sticking call to Kuhlemans, and they'll head to that dressing room on top of the Buckeyes, 1-0 in this series opener. Our second intermission report coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Cornell is just stomping Quinn.
Badger fans, play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Badgers 6-1 this season when they lead after two periods of play, as they do tonight, 1-0 over the 7th-ranked Buckeyes. Our second intermission report coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Finish your bathroom renovations with a new Homeworks bath fan from Menards. This bath fan features a Bluetooth speaker, so you can enjoy your favorite music or listen to news, weather, or sports, while the energy-efficient fan quietly ventilates your bathroom. Connect your smartphone, tablet, or other Bluetooth-enabled devices and automatically connect when in range. Get a strong, clear signal from up to 30 feet away. Save big money on Homeworks bath fans at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today, and I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here at the Kohl Center, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. After two periods of play, the Badgers on top of the Ohio State Buckeyes, 1-0. Mentioned the good numbers for the Badgers, 6-1 when they lead after two periods of play, for Ohio State when they trail after two periods, 1-5 this season, and 5-6 when the opponents score first. So those are good numbers for the Badgers. Ian, the important numbers coming out of the gate will be trying to kill off this 1-5 remaining in the Ohio State power play.
Exactly, and it's just a shirt-tail continuation of the second period, to be honest with you. So we'll see if the Badgers come out with good jump and are able to kill this off, whether that's the jumping board or the springboard that they can use to motivate themselves here for the third period. But been very impressed with the energy level by Bucky the whole time, and more so impressed with Jared Moe. He's had to make some oddball saves where there's been knuckleballs and deflections and all the rest of that kind of stuff, and he has been equal to the task all night long. He's played great, and of course the scoring machine, Luke LeMaster, has put the Badgers up by one.
We'll see if that nickname sticks that you're trying to give him.
I tried to give it to I tried to give it to Shea Donovan in Milwaukee because he was on top of the net about five times when he was playing right wing, and I was going to call him the scoring machine. But now that Luke LeMaster has just vaulted past Shea Donovan in the scoring department, I guess I'll be in a situation where I'll have to start calling Luke LeMaster the scoring machine from the point.
Badgers trying to pull off the upset here tonight. Already been one in Big Ten play as Notre Dame knocks off Penn State on the road by the final of 2-1. And the other Big Ten score, Michigan now leading Minnesota as they try to pull off the upset, leading 3-2 at Mariucci Arena late in the second period. Our score 1-0. We'll have the stats to get you ready for period number three when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit Rail.jobs. That's Rail.jobs.
We believe in education.
we believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
1-0 our score between the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Quick look at the stats here before we get ready for period number three. Badgers now being outshot by the Buckeyes 19-18. If the Badgers dominate, they certainly got their footing, did the Buckeyes, Ian, as the game wore on there in that second period.
Yeah, there was a lot more in tight play and not as much breakaway hockey. I will give credit to the Badgers where they, when they got into a tough situation, the defensemen have been told none of this trying to dangle around people.
Yeah.
Put it up in the air, put it out, make it a grab ball or a jump ball or whatever you want to do.
Get it up and get it out, as we like to say. Indeed. Badgers on top, 1-0. Period number three coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. It's a good one. Can't wait to see what happens here in the finish. Hope you'll stay with us. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Let it slip, it cup, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 17 tonight under cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 18. A mix of clouds and sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 26. 27 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Puck has dropped and we are underway with period number three. Buckeyes on the attack here with the Badgers leading it 1-0. Ohio State still with 50 seconds to go in the man advantage. They get in the offensive zone. Halliday plays it down deep. Tries to get a return pass, but that's broken up. Good work by Daniel Lotch in the corner. Gets it to Vorlicki, and Vorlicki will send it all the way down the ice as it bounces 3-4 times on its way down to Jakub Dobish at the other end, who stops it behind his own cage.
Was that kind of a knock on Vorlicki that it had to bounce a few times in order to get down there?
Usually the clean ice is just when the ice is bad sometimes or soft, you see that many bounces. All right, here's one. Now Vorlicki wrists it hard all the way down the ice.
That was Stang.
It all Stang. Shoot, I wanted to give him credit anyway. A good one, a hard one put right on Dobish, who has to stop it, and now just 15 18 seconds remaining in the power play as Lorai sends it ahead to Treylor, brings it into the offensive zone, sends it back to the blue line, but Lorai can't hold, and the Madison native will have to regroup back in his own zone. The big, long, lanky defenseman brings it in over the Badger line, tries a cross-ice pass, broken up by Mersch, just enough to get it out of the zone. Kuhlemans is out of the box. The Badgers back at full strength. Lorai has with it, cuts towards the middle, swiped that a couple of times, and then he sends his wrist shot just wide of the net. A couple of pokes by the Badgers. They couldn't get it off that long reach of Lorai, and then he fired a wrist shot wide as the Badgers send it all the way down the ice here and can finally get a change. Still clinging to that one-goal advantage. Badgers now trying to go back on the attack and see if they can add to that lead as Vorlicki gets a head of steam out of his own zone through the center ice. Gives it off to Luciusen over the line. Finds a man, that's Stramel. Stramel peels away from trouble, then snaps a pass cross ice back to the blue line to Dexheimer to DeSaint Fall. Top of the blue line, just inside the line. Long wrist shot goes wide of the net.
Oh,
Lucius tripped up from behind. Goes down, but gets it to DeSaint Fall. Wraparound attempt on the backhand side, but that's denied at the near post. Lucius between the legs with a pass out front that found a friendly stick, but was put wide of the net by Stramel. Now Vorlicki back in his own zone, trying to hold off Dunlop. He does just that. And the Badger defenseman out of Edina, Minnesota, sends a pass through center ice onto the tape of Cruz Lucius. And here comes the freshman forward. Lucius in over the line. Lets a wrist shot go. Got a lot on it. It just whistled just wide of the near post. It gets up off on the back netting. And so that brings a whistle with 17:43 to go in the third of a 1-0 game.
And I think, if I remember the rules correctly, Noba touched that puck. Cruz Lucius took the shot. I'm assuming that the faceoff's going to come outside the zone.
Oh, for the first time ever, it appears you will be incorrect on that, Ian, as they look like they're lining up to the right of Jakub Dobish.
Well, nobody in this booth is going to remember that anyway. My first
certainly
incorrect
not.
Statement.
Certainly not. Writing that down now. 17:43 in the third. Ian, incorrect for the first time this season. It's Ohio State team that posted 22 wins a year ago and finished fourth in the Big Ten. Currently ranked seventh in the country. They try to break it out of the zone, but the pass goes off the back skate of Regula, off the back of his skates, and they had to keep it in a little longer. Finally, they dump it down in the Badger zone. Lotch is there, jabs at it. Can't get it out of the zone along the far wall. Kept in by the Buckeyes, who are trying to pick up the pace here now, as they did late in that second period, and then started this third period on the power play. Along the near boards, it finally squirts loose to center ice. Malmquist has it at the line. He'll send it cross ice, lobbing it deep, trying to get it behind those Buckeyes defensemen. Go to work on the forecheck. But Maroney quick to it. He'll send it all the way down to the Badger end as Kuhlemans was hopping over the boards for a change. In his own zone, the goal scorer, Luke LeMaster.
There he goes. He's going to go coast to coast.
There we go. No, this time he elects to pass. And Malmquist does the honors of dumping it in. And then Malmquist and Erdahl head off on the change. 16:45 remaining in the third period. Badgers on top, 1-0. In over the line is Davis Burnside. Snaps a pass to the trailer. That being Tate Singleton. His shot is blocked. And a nice block by Gorniak. And here come the Badgers the other way. Along the near boards, Caulfield is shouldered up against the wall. Keeps the puck going, but it comes back to Jugnauth. Spins away from trouble. Just inside the blue line, he'll peel back the other direction, send it down low below the goal line. Gorniak pinned up against the boards on the backside, right in front of the student section. Staying off the boards, pass to Vorlicki just off the bench, and a one-timer right on net. And Dobish makes the save and has to cover up with Gorniak camped out right on his doorstep.
That's good work down below the goal line. Caulfield, Gorniak, Stang, all three of them won the one-on-one battles and were able to get the puck to an open man, which is the second part of the equation when you have good offensive pressure like they just did and were winning those one-on-one battles. It's now time to get your head up and find somebody that can shoot the puck.
Owen Lindmark to take the draw for the Badgers, pulls it back. Horbach gets there and sends it below the goal line. Lindmark trying to get it from behind, can't do so. It'll come along the boards on the near side, held by Vorlicki, who just has to wrist it cross ice to the far corner. Lindmark lifts the stick of Duke, keeps it in momentarily, but finally the Buckeyes bring it out to center ice. Scooter Bricky in over the line, gets it deep. Vorlicki backhands it hard off the boards to the near side, helped along by Horbach, gets it over the line and out to center ice. Lindmark racing after it. Duke will be the first one there for Ohio State. Lindmark right on top of him. Smolanek at least disrupts the action and separates the puck from Duke. Duke has it just inside the blue line of his own zone, helps it out to center ice. Badgers dump it right back in. Donovan heading off on a change along with Smolanek after putting it into the Buckeye zone. Duke along the near side. Tyler Duke will play it out to center ice. Long lead pass, gloved down by Michael Gilden. He brings into the offensive zone, sends it down low below the goal line. Cam Thiessing checked off the puck by Lotch. Lotch backhands it, tried to get it to D. St. Paul, didn't connect. Kuhlemans wrists it hard off the glass. It'll come out to center ice. Boy, you mentioned it, and now I'm taking note of it more and more since you said it. The number of times where there's no stick handling, there's no fancy play, get it up off the glass and get it the heck out of your own zone.
Yep.
Like Kuhlemans did just there a moment ago. Lotch in his own zone. Plays it back to Kuhlemans. He'll send a nice pass off the boards onto D. St. Paul, but it
offside.
Bounced a little delayed as he was coming backwards into the zone, and he was offside, and so they'll go back to the Badger zone.
And so for the second time tonight, the play that you never see called, the two-line pass,
yes,
is now been called for the second time tonight. Just about everything that you have said, you don't see that very often, has come to play.
Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lotsa Matza Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Faceoff in the Badger zone to the left of netminder Jared Moe, who this week was named to the Mike Richter Award watch list. He was an exclusive group of one of just 41 goalies named to that list, Ian. But he deserves it as he snatches another one out of the air here, making a big glove save, and he'll take another faceoff in his zone.
So if they win that award, they get to watch Mike Richter?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is if you're on the watch list. I don't know if you've heard of Mike Richter, but he was a former Badger goalie of some note after his stellar career here at Wisconsin, went on to the NHL and won a Stanley Cup with the Rangers, played for a number of U.S. teams, including the Olympics and World Cup teams. Faceoff in the Badger zone to the left of Moe. Lindmark to take it for Wisconsin. Got Vorlicki on the near side, but it squirts to the middle, but Erdahl collects it. He'll skate it out to center ice, play it off the boards, and Mersch hustling after it on the forecheck. Below the goal line, it's sent around the boards. Vorlicki jabs at it with the backhand side, but can't keep it in the zone. It goes back to the Badger, and in fact, going over Vorlicki.
Ooh.
So they're calling an icing here on Ohio State.
I'd be PO'd if I was Coach Rolick. Yeah, he's not happy because he's got both of his hands out of his pockets, and that's a rare occasion. When Steve Rolick takes his hands out of his pockets, you know that something's not right.
He was either signaling that the Dallas Cowboys kicker had made the extra point and the kick was good, or what in the world was that call, as
exactly.
He continues to point to the blue line and yell at the official right in front of him. So a faceoff in the offensive zone for the Badgers now. See if they can win another $10 here. They cannot on this occasion. Get it donated to the UW Carbone Cancer efforts. Instead, the Buckeyes will get it out to center ice. LeMaster chops it out of his own zone right onto the stick of D. St. Paul at center ice. Matthew in over the line. Takes it on his forehand. A small right-handed forward in his number 12 sweater. Sends it down below the goal line. Stramel has checked off the puck but gets it back. Slams it off the boards to the blue line. Comes it over to Jugnauth. Jugnauth through traffic. His wrist shot wide of the net. Cruz Lucius was tied up below the goal line, couldn't even get his stick free. At center ice, D. St. Paul knocks it down out of the air. Stramo with a little hip check, some pushing and shoving. Jugnauth is tied up behind the action, had to be separated from the Buckeye, which probably saved him from getting a penalty call as he and Joe Dunlop were all tangled up. Badgers dump it in, leading it 1-0 here over Ohio State. 13:45 to go in the third period. Coming out to center ice and on the attack of the Buckeyes, Regula gets it in over the line, but at the line, it looks like Treloar was offside as he's stretching as far as he can with his left leg, but it was over the blue paint.
You know, we haven't had much opportunity to go with our all-name team.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that number 8, Scooter Bricky, has got to be right up there.
He's the transfer from Western Michigan, where he played for 3 years, and I mentioned a bit earlier the Birchville, Michigan native.
Big boy.
His father, Scott, was a member of the Hercus back in 1987 for North Dakota that won the national championships. And yes, indeed, 6'4", 215 for the senior defenseman is a big boy.
And they call him Scooter?
Yeah. Well, his dad is Scott, so his name is Scott as well. I'm sure he just goes by Scooter is probably why. In his own zone, it's Scooter Bricky with it for Ohio State. Plays it to the blue line, avoiding a check as Jake Wise right at the motion W. He gets it in over the line, handing it off on the pass to Cam Thiessing. Thiessing gets a return pass along the far side. Tries a backhand pass up front. Finds its way to Jake Wise, who has his back to the action. A shot from the point by Bricky is blocked, and finally the Badgers get it out to center ice. Horbach with it. Doesn't have any help with him. Throws a long wrist shot. Good decision. Right on to Dobish, who plays it out to center ice. At center ice, Gilden plays it back to Duke. Duke plays it ahead into the Badger zone. Donovan is there to control it. Lift it off the glass. Can't get it out. Tying up his man is Vorlicki. And the Badgers get it out to center ice. And here's Gorniak now with a head of steam. One-on-one battle. Gorniak cuts to the forehand. On his forehand side. Got a man out front. Sliding down to the ice. He tried to steer the puck to Sam Stang, who was coming late, but he couldn't get enough on it as he was down on his knees, reaching and tied up on the ice. Caulfield at the blue line keeps it in, but he was offside as it did not. It just did squirt over the blue line, and you can hear the boos from the crowd here, unhappy that Jack Gorniak didn't draw a penalty call there.
Yeah, and it was a debate. Jack was also on his way down. You know, he kind of stumbled on his own accord.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there was a stick laid on him, but I don't think it was detrimental to him falling down.
No, it looked like Cole McCord got the stick out of there before Gorniak went down, and then his
correct
skate came up and hit back into McCord's leg, and that sent him tumbling down to the ice. Cole McCord, the sophomore defenseman, has it now behind his own net. He'll come out front, put a pass into the skates of Lorai, who kicks it to his stick, and with his long reach, dangles it in the offensive zone. Stang takes it off, then loses control of it. Donovan with a good job there. Shoulders Lorai away and chops the puck ahead to Stang. He's got a man with
shoot
it. Gorniak going hard out front. Gorniak with a shot. He scores! Check! Gorniak!
Numerous times in the past that speed kills. Probably the fastest player from Ohio State was trying to back check against Jack Gorniak, and Brock Caulfield pulled the other defenseman across the way. Gorniak had nothing but wide open space once he got that pass and ends up pounding it in. Jack Gorniak just went right through it.
Great pass by Sam Stang, who put it right in stride to Gorniak, who put it quickly between the pads of Dobish as he was coming from the left side to the right, right in the middle of the net. And Jack Gorniak gives the Badgers a 2-0 lead. It's funny, I said earlier in this game that Matthew D. St. Paul, the one thing he wishes he could have from another teammate is Jack Gorniak's speed. We saw it on display there. Off the feed from San Stang, and the Badgers' lead is now 2-0. Cruz Lucius brings it in over the line, gets it to Stramel. Shot goes just wide of the net. D. St. Paul tied up. He couldn't get to it. The Buckeyes have it now, and Dunlop just inside his own blue line with a cross-ice pass that is off the boards and picked off by Lucius. Finds a man up front and a one-timer by D. St. Paul right on. And Dobish makes the save. Oh, a huge chance there for the Badgers to try to add on to that two-goal advantage.
I think that's Matty D. St. Paul's fifth or sixth shot on net so far tonight. And the only positive part about that entire situation is that Dobish was unsure where the puck was and looked behind him after he made the save. That, when you start shaking the goaltender's confidence, those good things are going to happen.
D. St. Paul had four shots on net in the first two periods, so make it at least five for sure, and probably had one or two other this period to add to that total. Badgers control in the offensive zone. Coming out front was Gorniak. It rolled off his stick as he was emerging, trying to get the shot off. It'll go back behind the net. Maroney takes it to the far side. Maroney plays it ahead, and the Buckeyes will get it out of the zone. Skating it through center ice as Burnside gets it in on line, takes it below the goal line. Has it knocked off his stick? Oh, big hit on Jake Wise up high on the captain.
And Gorniak going to take a penalty as a result of it.
And a Badger is down hurting in the corner.
It's
might
Gorniak.
Be Gorniak indeed. So his pain is going to sting a little more as he's going to head to the penalty box here after the hit up high on Jake Wise.
Yeah, he came all the way from the top of the circles and made his way in.
And I'm guessing, too, that this will bring that automatic review of was it contact to the head?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they're discussing down there. But the fact of the matter being is that Gorniak's going to take a penalty. And when he went hard into the boards, I think he may have separated his shoulder.
Yeah, he's not even going to go to the penalty box. He's being assisted right now by his teammate, Carson Kuhlmans, and the trainer, heading right to the Wisconsin locker room. So he won't have to sit there for the 2 minutes as athletic trainer Andy Rohde takes him to the Badger locker room.
And as he's dangling his left arm, pretty emphatically, he is dangling his left arm, not the ability to come in and get up.
They're calling interference on Jack Gorniak. Right now, there doesn't appear to be a review going on, and they're going to have to select a Badger to go to the penalty boxes. Both teams are over in front of their benches. No explanation, and I don't see Steve Rolick yelling for an explanation of was it a hit up high, although just as I say it, he's now calling over the official and the former Badger and now Ohio State head coach. is having a conversation with the official, and it might just be about that very thing.
Well, that could very well be. I mean, he can force the issue and ask for the review, but it'll cost him his timeout.
The only reason I say I'm wondering about that, because Wise's head did just snap a little bit when he took the hit, but he may have taken the shot in the chest or somewhere else in the head. But right now, it's a two-minute power play, so the Badger penalty kill needs to come up big here, leading it 2-0, 11:14 to go in the third. Serving the penalty, the Badgers send Ty Spolonik to the box.
Yeah.
Badgers win the draw, and they get the first break they need as the puck will go all the way down the ice and back into the Buckeye zone. Mason Lori will emerge from behind his own net to our left. Sends a long lead pass that deflects off a stick. Finds Corson Kuhlemans, who just spins around in his own zone and sends it to Jakub Dobish the other way. He's got to be careful. His own Lindmark's right on top of him. Dobish plays it to the near boards, peeling away from trouble and cranking it out of his own zone is Travis Treloar. He'll play a pass ahead as the Buckeyes get it to the line, but it's broken up off the stick of Stephen Halliday and sent down to Dobish dangerously at the other end.
Yeah, it bounced. It was the knuckleball bounce, and he just had to get down on his knees and cover as much net as he possibly could.
Maybe they saw what Vorlicki did a minute ago, and they're trying to throw some bouncers down there.
Who knows?
Pass coming back to the point for the Buckeyes. Can't be held at the line by Treloar. He's hit hard from behind by Mersch. Good work by the penalty killers here so far as Ohio State has to regroup with almost halfway gone in this power play. Buckeyes do get it in, get it behind the net as they set up. Try to get it to Treloar in the high slot. He had nothing left in the tank and couldn't get to that pass, and they'll go all the way back to Dobish at the other end, and both teams get a change here. 50 seconds to go in the interference called to Gorniak that's being served by Smolonik. At the Badger blue line, chopped that by a couple of players, but offside will be the call here on the Buckeyes. And so the Badgers will get a breather here with 44 seconds left in the man advantage for Ohio State.
And they've already changed the forwards at least once. So the defenseman will pair, defensive pair will change. So you have Kuhlemans and Latch out there. But a good job by LeMasters and Vorlicki on this first minute and 15 seconds.
We'll see here. The Badgers do have four shorthanded goals themselves this season. We talked a lot about Ohio State and their nine shorthanded goals this season. The Badgers are 10th in the NCAA with those four shorthanded tallies. Horbach gets it deep into the Ohio State zone as they regroup now, and Dunlop has control of it for the Buckeyes. Along the near boards, he'll race it out to center ice, through the neutral zone and in over the Badger line. Around the boards, he rings it. Kuhlemans can't get to it. It's sent back behind him below the goal. Up over Lotch, but Kuhlemans hustling to get to it. Ah. Rishot can't get it out of the zone. Horbach having to come back in. Chops at it from behind. Nice work by Jack to disrupt the action and get the puck loose. Badgers Lindmark can't control. Horbach has it. He's got Lindmark breaking hard. Tries to flip him a pass ahead. Lindmark going toe-to-toe with his man, the defenseman Scooter Bricky, knocks Bricky down to the ice, and now Lindmark has to peel off on a change as he was out of gas.
He was out of gas, and he didn't have a stick.
And the Badgers have killed off the Ohio State power play. Second time this evening they have done that. Ohio State brings it in the offensive zone, going hard to the net, and actually right through the net, and Jared Moe was Tate Singleton as he crashes hard into Jared, who's still down on the ice in the blue paint. Singleton, to his credit, was coming back to check on Jared Moe, and then Moe just shoves Singleton away, like, get away from me.
Ouch.
Whistle stops the action. 9:01 here to go in the third as they sort it out. We'll get a timeout here as well. Badgers on top, 2-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, of Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Well, speaking of driving recklessly, Tate Singleton did that as he drove hard to the net, crashing into Jared Moe, knocking the cage off its moorings and Moe down to the ice. That made Shea Donovan go crazy and send about three or four cross checks into the back of Singleton, who was laying down on the ice. Donovan is in the penalty box. A pair of Buckeyes are in there. One of them was Tyler Duke that I saw go second into the box. And see, the others were waiting after the shenanigans and extracurriculars that took place following the whistle and the crash into the net. So I think if all holes here, and the officials are reviewing it right now, they're taking a look at the video replay, so there could be a Badgers quartz power play of a 4-on-3 variety, but we'll see how they sort this all out.
We'll see if that's the case, but I think the two things that I would guess may be under review, the first one would be that when Tyler Duke drove the net, he on purpose went after the head of Jared Moe. There he goes to the net, and he goes right to the head of Jared Moe. So that could be contact to the head. The second thing could be when Shea Donovan was making mincemeat out of him down there on the ground, whoever the Ohio State player came in, grabbed Shea by the head and face mask and pulled him down.
That was Tyler Duke, who looked like he was coming off the top rope, flying in.
Yes.
To knock. Five-minute major to Tate Singleton for charging. A two-minute roughing penalty to Duke, a five-minute major for charging to Tate Singleton, and the Badgers' Donovan gets 2 minutes for roughing. So the Badgers will indeed get a power play out of this, and a big one at that, leading it 2-0 with 9:01 to go in the third. A chance to insert a large dagger here into this one, into the Buckeyes' comeback efforts.
Just don't let your guard down. That's all I can say. Play harder than you have already.
The same two arms that earlier former Badger Steve Rolick was using to signal, hey, what was that, where he had them extended like a referee signaling the kick was good, he's now using to motion the cross check. Like, what about the three cross checks to the back? Doesn't that more warrant more than just a two-minute roughing call? Right now it does not. And so the Badgers will get a quartz power play. It's a 5-on-4 advantage as the two roughing calls were matching minors here.
Well, if you have heard us talk several times before in the broadcast, the penalty kill units of Ohio State have scored 9 shorthanded goals.
Yeah.
It's something to be very concerned about. And here we go again.
Off the draw, it squirts out to center ice, and racing is Cam Thiessing. Shorthanded bid. Moe makes a bad save on the wrist shot, and a big one. It was a five-minute power play on Saturday.
And we're going to get another penalty against Ohio State.
Moe out of his box, and as Thiessing touches it center ice, that brings the whistle as he flips it down towards the Badger end. It's Thiessing that'll be heading to the box. He got the penalty right after his wrist shot was denied by Moe.
Yes, it was. He hammered Kuhlemans after the pass was made. And he will take a cross-checking or interference call as a result of it. Badgers will enjoy a 2-minute 5-on-3 and a 3-minute 5-on-4 should everything work out the way it is.
So after the wrist shot by Thiessing, Kuhlemann shoved Thiessing. Thiessing didn't like it. That, with the combination of maybe the Donovan triple cross checks, he decided to deliver one of his own that knocked Kuhlemann's down to the ice. And so now the Badgers with a huge quartz power play opportunity. 5-on-3 advantage right now with 4:42 to go in the major charging call and now 1:53 in the cross check. Kuhlemann's with it. Top of the near circle. Fumbles it a little bit. Has to regroup, giving it over to Lucius. Lucius to Kuhlemann's near side.
Shoot the puck, boys.
Keep moving and move it crisply. So far, they've fumbled 3 passes, he and Lucius, with no pressure on them. Lucius back to Kuhlemann's up the middle. Looking, DeSaint Falls shot is blocked up front, but the Badgers maintain control. Stramel takes it below the goal line behind the net. He'll play it around the boards to Lucius.
Tee it up.
Lucius brings it towards the middle, top of the circle. Wrist shot is deflected, controlled by Lori, who will send it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end. Lori plays it to Kuhlemann's.
I still don't mind the fact that they took the shot.
Here comes Kuhlemann's with a head of steam out of his own zone, then turns, wheels behind him, and leaves a pass for DeSaint Falls. Through the neutral zone, Matthew gains the offensive blue line. DeSaint Falls back to Kuhlemann's. Kuhlemann's over to Lucius. Lucius faking a shot, tees it up to Kuhlemann's. A one-timer that deflects off bodies and goes just wide of the net. Lucius with it. One thing you'd like to see him do is let's move it a little quicker, though, than when they do it, giving Ohio State a chance to get over there to make the block attempt, at least, on the shot. Loaded up the middle is Caulfield. Sends it over to Lucius. Lucius, top of the near circle, walks it to the middle, fakes the drop pass, then sends it down low to Caulfield. Badgers haven't found that opening yet in this moving triangle here by Ohio State. DeSaint Fall to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans.
Shoot it,
back
Cruz.
To Lucius. Back to Kuhlemans, a one-timer. That's blocked out front. Puck flutters into the high slot. Kuhlemans has it. Over to DeSaint Fall. Can't let the shot go. Has to go back and over to Lucius. Lucius on the far side to the top of the circle, bringing it down low. Slides a four-hander over to Kuhlemans, has it slide right underneath his stick, and now Corson with it. Kuhlemans back to Lucius. Too many bodies up front for the Badgers. Lucius with a wrist shot through traffic. Save is made. Puck squirts loose behind the net. And finally, Regula gets to it for Ohio State, and they'll send it all the way down the ice to the Buckeyes and get some relief here. 2:50 to go in the major charging call. The first penalty has expired, and so now it's a 5-on-4 power play. It's a buffet style. The Badgers can eat as much as they want from this man advantage here. Up 2-0. They'd like to see if they could get one or two out of this. Badgers dump it into the offensive zone. Erdahl can't get there. Jugnauth ties up Lori momentarily behind the net. Buckeyes wrist it hard around the boards, but held at the line by Dexheimer. Plays it off the board. Stang will touch it deep. Erdahl can't get to it. It's backhanded on near boards. Stang trying to prod it loose. Gets it to Jugnauth. Plays it back to the line to Dexheimer. Moves it over to the far side as the Badgers set up the power play. Smolanic back to Dexheimer. To Jugnauth.